So you know the award of giving, huh? Never be stingy to your neighbor or to the victims of disaster, and then you will see what you get later on. Hmm? Okay. So like last year, we donated for the Philippine Pinatubo disaster, and this year I get back. For my own work. And maybe we are going to donate it in a minute. And maybe last year it might bring back to my account. So it was very lucrative for the Philippines. Now, you don't always give with the expectation of return. Then you get only half back. And even for my own labor, for my selling paintings and all kinds of things, singing tapes, and yeah, I have to sing more. Maybe because God knows that I expect some returning profit. So he didn't give it to me, but he gave it to Cook from the Houston Center because she didn't expect anything. She was very innocent to draw it out.
You know? But money from you matters.
Money for me? Then why didn't you ask me before you gave it away? Never mind. If you ask me, I say give it yesterday. Now there are some other remaining centers like Thailand Center. Yeah. Thailand? Oh, you run 90 miles an hour, quick. It's difficult to walk here. What is that? Losing shoes. Quick. Thailand people, apart from being extremely respectful, protective, and loving toward me, they have been also very independent and active in the promotion of the teaching. And they have been very independent. They have their own center, and they have not even needed any help from Mel Lee, except for, you know, the sample booklets and, you know, the finances or the... for the lecture videos and all that. Otherwise, they are completely independent, yeah. And they are very, very devoted and very, very respectful. Very humble folk, Thailand. You like them, yeah. Every time I'm in Thailand, I have the police escort in front and behind. Otherwise, I never get through the traffic. Yeah, so they arrange all the police to clear the road every time I'm in Thailand. And then every time there's so many people who hang around just to cook for me. And you see the way they offer the food. I feel like they're offering it to the king. It's very respectful, and they have absolutely excellent manners. And they practice very, very well. Hmm? Okay. Next one, Costa Rica. I give this award to them in the hope that they will better themselves. But Costa Rica centers have been translating a lot of Shifu's work, and they have been very enthusiastic. But of course, you know, the Costa Rican people, they have their mañana manner, and we can't do anything about it, so I hope they improve. But they love me very much. Mm? But also no wonder, Costa Rica has its own center, right? I bought it in the beginning of the mission, about 4 or 5 years ago, when I didn't have much money then. However much money I have, I just put it in there and give them the center. Mm. But it's a beautiful center. Now you have many centers around the world, so in case you happen to go there for holidays or a visit, then you can always pass by if vegan and meditate, right? Yeah, and stay there. Now we come to Hong Kong. Yes. Hong Kong Center has bought their own land, despite the very expensive and crowded situation in Hong Kong. They have bought 3 pieces of land, nearly stuck together, and they had offered it to us whenever we are in Hong Kong. So I stay very long in Hong Kong this time because of this beautiful land. And moreover, they have been very devoted to the comfort and benefit of the Vietnamese refugees in Hong Kong. Mm. And also, they have been very patient with me because they have done too much, so they make a lot of mistakes also. Not according to my taste, yeah? So I scolded them a lot since we know each other. And they still put up with it, yeah? And they didn't get angry with me, and they didn't shout at me. Because when they talk, it's just like they're shouting. Therefore, when I shout at them, they thought I was just talking to them. That's why they were never mad at me. We got along perfectly well. If I shouted a little bit louder, they thought, wow, master is improving in Cantonese. They thought I'm pretty integrated now, you know, becoming more and more like the Cantonese manner, you know, talking very loud with all hand and feet and shouting on top of my voice. So I never had any problem with Hong Kong sensitivity, you know. But sometimes they have problems with me because when they talk, if I was very far away, I was worried and I send an attendant to go down and have a look and see who's fighting with whom. But every time was the same. They say, no, Master, they're laughing. They're talking together. No problem. So I stay in Hong Kong long because we had no problems. We shouted at each other. So sometimes when I'm not angry with them, and then they're doing everything perfectly well, and I talk in a very low and sweet voice, and they wonder what's wrong with me today. They say, what's the matter or something? So I have to always remind myself to raise my voice. So that... to be in accord with the circumstances and the customs of the country. The Hong Kong people, they are disciplined and they are hardworking and fast. And they're very straightforward. No nonsense. Because their life is like that. Hong Kong is crowded, expensive, fast-moving, but easy to get jobs. Mm. So they work hard. They earn their living, they're very straightforward, they share whatever they can, and they do what they can for the teaching. All of them are lovely, yeah? Mm. Even when they shout at me, I'm getting used to it by now. So in Hong Kong, we don't need microphones to work with each other. That's why in Hong Kong, you know, one time I teach them how to bake the cake, you know, called Qinghai cake, Qinghai rolls. And the video members and the audio members, the working members. When so used to no microphone, so that even when they videotape me without any voice in it. So that the whole tape was ruined. It was very beautiful. Everybody was laughing very loudly. But when you see it, only the mouth open. And nothing comes out. So that is because we're so used to working independently without any supplements, you know, without any helping instrument like microphones or loudspeakers. So now you see, when you happen to see that video, you will see it's like a silent movie. I don't know if I have forgotten anybody. I guess in the future we will see more into the matter, because there are many people who have not been able to come. Also, there are new countries that probably have not started any work yet, or they just plan to do so they couldn't report. So at the moment, we only pick these countries, yeah? And now comes Taiwan. Taiwan is my first base. And you know, from Taiwan, we have many newborn friends and children. Yeah, I started in Taiwan, and the Taiwanese people to me are just like my own people. There's nothing they wouldn't do to help me in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. Everything is possible because of the Taiwanese people, but I scold them the most. Yeah, because when you do more, then you make more mistakes. But when you don't do anything, then you're perfectly okay. Yeah. When you do more, you speak more, then you make more mistakes, right? And therefore, it's no exception with the Taiwanese. So every time I see them, I just want to run away. Because I say, here comes the problem again. But they are the most beautiful people, most devoted, most faithful, and most simple, you know, most kind-hearted. I think God has sent me to Taiwan in a perfect arrangement, yeah? So last year, in the Pinatubo volcano eruption, the Taiwanese people, the Taiwanese disciples, helped the most. The first $1 million are all from the disciples. The second $1 million are mostly from us. And all the expenses are from the center, yeah. And you know, the center is all my money. You know. So, anyhow, they have sacrificed the money that they have put up. Actually, they wanted to buy something. Yeah, maybe buy a new center or something. But because of the eruption of the volcano, they have donated all that. In 3 days, they collected $1 million and give it all to the Philippines. Hmm.
是不是这样? 1000万是他们? 1000万是1 million吗? 不是吗?
啊，上次一半他们，一半我们是不是？不是，1000万一台，跟钱的，都是他们的，我们都没有弄。那个时候我们都没给。啊，1000万总共2000万，后来我们再给一个600万。啊，等等等，我们也有给了啊，we have also the first, you know, is over $1 million. And then later we give more, that become more than over $2 million. I think half of that is from the disciples of Taiwan. Hmm? And some more from outside Taiwanese people, not disciples. And some others, some portion of it came from a disciple all over the world. Hmm. And this time, the Taiwanese people also put up $70,000 and more to have ready. We're going to donate it to the flood victims, you know, because the U.S. disciples have given some, like cleaning tools and some of the money, but still they need some more. Hmm. So we are going to donate more. And $70,000 from them already now. Yeah, we're going to give it to them. Hmm. And the first prize, we give it to the Taipei disciples. This is a contact person in Taipei since the day of your. When you did not even know my name, they're already around me. Since the day of tens, you know, of wondering. Yes, that he was one of the first disciples. Yeah, nearly the first. So we have known each other for 7 or 8, 9 years now.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.